KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
But have you been doing this whole story? And his mind has been fixated on the end of the girl's bloody leg.
That blood all over it. Blood. Blood, I tell you.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Call him right now.
I'm all bloody.
What?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What did you say?
By a wheels-off comment.
You said that you were all bloody.
Or technical meltdown.
And as Blitzer stepped up, Greenfield placed his...
What's wrong with you?
What's going on?
I don't know. Are we still on?
Greenfield placed...
What is going on?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
This is so funny. I don't know why this tickles me so much. Greenfield placed his hand in the small of Blitzer's back to help him up.
Why is that so funny?
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is an emergency brake legend. He's on vacation this week, but before he went out on vacation, Norm reached over there just a little bit with his right hand and decided to give that e-brake a good firm yank. Sean Bass was trying to deliver the very sad news that Gary Carter was no longer with us, and Norm accidentally chimed in on the air when he's trying to talk on our little Q channel here at our new studio.
Sad news yesterday, Hall of Fame catcher Gary Carter passing away. He was diagnosed with brain tumors last May. The longtime Expo and Met was inducted into Cooperstown back in 2003.
So what, is he a co-host?
He was a 626 lifetime hitter with 324 homers. And Norm, your mic's on. Sorry about that, pal. He helped the Mets win the 1986 World Series.
What did I do
That's
there,
okay.
Sean?
That's okay. I'm just talking about Gary Carter's passing.
What did I do? I'm in such a somber story.
I mean, you had to
Norm
get one.
Screws
you got
up
three
again.
Weeks out of town. You have to get an e-break
Different
in before.
Good Lord.
So who is the off-air joke about there?
I don't even know, because I was probably panicking about something at the time.
Was Sean's ticker running so long that Norm called him a co-host?
What is she,
yeah, was that
co-host?
A shot at...
He's the worst one we have on the air.
Right after he gives the detail, too, of Gary Carter.
Yeah. What is he, a co-host?
I know.
No, Norm.
Gary Carter, a head
dead.
Full of tumors, is in the ground now.
And what, Norm, is he, a Mike's co-host?
Nobody reported the story that way.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. There's Rich taking up for a ticker guy, not
That's right.
in the news in that fashion.
Yeah.
All right, but that puts Norm up for an e-break. Also, a great player here in the year 2012 was one Mike Reiner. He did some time traveling a few days back when talking about the Mavericks playoff history and was trying to think of the year 2007, but went back a few years earlier.
Are we going to see... two guys, basically, or, you know, on a baseball team, four of those guys from the from the 2010 roster, 2011 roster, that eventually, if they do ever win a World Series, that's all that's left.
I can't explain it, and I have a feeling Mike will agree with me, but for some reason it feels different with this. Does it to you that it's not going to take a complete overhaul to get them back?
No, I don't think it will.
That this thing can...
I don't think...
Is capable of...
I think it's very capable of it. I didn't feel that way about the Mavericks.
But
I mean, after 1987 against the Warriors.
2007?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wow. I mean, not even close.
1987.
Not 2006. No, you're off by 1 year, buddy.
Hey, I love the 80s, okay?
Apparently.
No. It was back in 1947.
Or 87.
Maybe 2027.
Somewhere in there.
Aretha.
And Stevie.
So there's Ryan's up for an e-break. And also from the morning show, when Gordon Keith.
I protest
this. We get back
this.
From the Stars road trip while we were in Chicago. And this was on a day where we just had about an hour and a half of sleep from the studios of WLS. We were talking about the great Joe Neuwendijk. I've heard him called Newey before. You heard any other nicknames for Joe Neuwendijk Jr.?
No, that's pretty much it.
Well, Gordo tried to come up with another nickname for Joe Neuwendijk.
Yet you want to jump on the elevator ahead of them, bug them at their workplace.
No.
If they came into our studios and Neuwendijk just pushed you to the side and said, I want to talk on this microphone.
No, Joe and I... Joe Neuwendijk. Oh, my gosh.
What was that phrase?
Excuse me?
I don't think he's ever gone by
that's
that
not
nickname.
An authorized nickname.
No, I don't think so.
But it is funny.
Wow.
Oh, my. Sorry. My apologies. Anyway.
There you go again.
I've only had 1 hour of sleep. Joe Neuendijk is a nice guy. He's one of the guys I know on the team.
Well, you almost did it again this morning.
Why are you obsessed with changing his nickname?
I'm not. I'm not. It wasn't intentional, and you know it. And y'all are trying to make it sound like I'm trying to shoehorn this in and make it a thing.
Well, I don't think you're trying to make it a thing. I just think you had a knee break, that's all.
Maybe all P1s need to start calling him that when they see him out.
No, I don't think so. So those are your three candidates, Norm, Rhines, or Gordo, at 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Gordon Keith, please.
Thank you, sir. See, by the way, how you vote right there, P1.
And be careful when voting for me, please.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Gordon Hitler and double vaginal slice born.
My God.
I guess we'll register your vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys, I'd like to vote for Gordo, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
There's that girl. There's that girl that loves George.
By the way, did you meet her at Ticket Stock?
Yeah. She was out there on Friday. She was really nice.
And?
Huh? You mean and? Yeah. Yeah.
George said she was pretty torn up.
I did not say that. She was really nice. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello? Oh. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I think Rhines was thinking of that bug chaser Magic Johnson in 1987.
Mm. Wow. That wasn't 87.
No, it was like 91. Yeah.
That's when he was a bug chaser?
He was never that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Since I can't vote for this morning's bit of radio history, I think I'll have to vote for today's co-host.
Okay, Norm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Gordon Key.
Okay.
Thank you.
Was that Stoma Man there?
It was unclear as to who that was.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
I'd like to vote for amputee Billy Gilman.
What?
Huh, that's a stop down. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Gordo. And I love you, Matthew, Giorgio.
That's that girl again.
No, it's not.
We met her at Ticket Stock.
But you know what that is? That is a win for Gordon Keith, ladies and gentlemen.
You bet.
Woo-wee!
Yay.
Or no fanfare.
Yeah, you want to jump on the elevator ahead of them, bug them at their workplace.
No.
If they came into our studios and Neuendijk just pushed you to the side and said, I want to talk on this microphone.
No, Joe Neuendijk. Oh, my gosh.
What is that phrase?
Excuse me?
I don't think he's ever gone by
that's
that
not
nickname.
An authorized nickname.
No, I don't think so.
But it is funny.
Wow.
Oh, sorry. My apologies. Anyway.
There you go again.
I've only had 1 hour of sleep. Joe Neuendijk is a nice guy. He's one.
How many wins is that for the great Gordo?
51.